Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park, getting you ready for Game 2. Jack will bring you the top 5 at 5, which is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You know, it did end up being a pretty juicy matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. So what I have for you, so usually, it hasn't happened often. I do blames after Eagles losses, but the Phillies lost as well.
So top five blames
of
for
the
both.
Weekend.
Okay.
Of the weekend. And I'll spare the Penn Staters. But James Franklin should be on this list as well.
Holy cow!
Yep. Sorry, Morgenstein. But number five, the fifth blames from the weekend, goes to Turner, Schwarber, and Harper, the trio. I mean, 1 for 11, one measly base hit late. Are these three cooked? Do they have anything left? Do they have any gumption? Do they have any stones? We'll see if they answer the bell tonight.
Can't believe they were number five. I can't wait till Thompson's higher than those three guys.
We'll see.
Guy didn't even step on the field.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Number four is A.J. Brown. He started all this nonsense. Yeah, this changed the game plan. Make sure you get A.J. the ball. 38 passes, 6 runnings, rushes yesterday. 1 design with Jalen. That was unlike anything we've ever seen. I'm blaming one person, and that's A.J. Brown. So, and he also, now, I think Jalen was late throwing the ball. On the deep route, but still, who knows if he keeps running, does his job. But really, for the most part, just the vibe heading into the game yesterday, even,
yeah,
I'll give to A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Well, he certainly was, I would imagine, was a large part of the reason why the game plan was what it was.
Why it got changed from what they've done for right. 23 straight games, yes. Essentially. Yes, it seems like his talking points got through, I think.
They listened to him.
Yeah, yeah, they are here. You happy? Third blame given to Rob Thompson. Again, I thought the decision was just brutal, and it felt like a midsummer-type managing effort, and I think that tonight. What I find interesting about tonight is, do they give Lizardo a bit of a leash here? He may have gotten burned with Sanchez. I think we're overrating a little bit how Sanchez pitched on Saturday. There's been a lot of like,
wasn't great.
Oh my gosh, what a performance by Chris Sanchez. I've seen him pitch better. He
was good. He was good enough.
He was good enough.
Yeah.
Get Kike Hernandez out.
Yeah.
I mean, slider down into Kike, infuriating. So I don't blame Thompson for keeping him out there. You know, he's been your guy all year. I am curious to see how he manages Jesus Lazaro tonight with one of these games where you do have all hands on deck to try to win it. If there's any little thing, does he get him out of there, or does he let him pitch his way through it? It's going to be another fascinating Thompson game tonight, and I thought in game one he did not meet the moment.
Well, I just think he has less to do with it than the guys who hit 1 through 3 and were 1 for 11 who were ranked 5 on your blame list, but that's fine.
That's baseball.
Yeah, well.
Josh Boyd, please don't say that.
Oh, wow.
The second blame I'm giving to Nick Sirianni.
Whoa.
lot of penalties yesterday. A lot of uncrisp football. A lot of talk about how not executing. You know, they have the players only thing with Mailata saying, hey, no more Victory Mondays, and they come out and still look as sloppy as they can be. Is it all on Nick Sirianni? No. But when a team plays and it's played a sloppy brand of football, it does come back to the head coach. So Sirianni does deserve some blame for over the weekend as people walk by with the 999 challenge. And I'm sure Spike can't wait to take part.
I was waiting to see one of those. Yeah, that's the first time I've seen
one. Now, they are like smaller beers. They're not full beers.
Yeah, they're like little cups, little teacups.
They're 8 ounces.
Yeah, I thought they were like 12 ounces.
That's still 72 ounces of beer.
Man. I used to drink a 64-ounce of OE, man, like it was nothing in high school.
Homecoming 2016.
Did I say high school?
Yeah, and you're 50-something. Come on, man. That was a long time ago, buddy.
23 Genesee Cream Ales, my senior year.
Oh, my goodness. Cream Ales?
23. And you wonder why your career fell apart as a pitcher.
I was 2 years out at that point.
Okay.
23. Fell asleep on the couch right before I was about to finish 24. Yep. I wanted to finish the whole case. What a dumb thing we do at college. Anyway, the number one blame, though, for yesterday, if he's the reason they win every game, then Jalen's the reason they lost.
Wow.
Oh, hell no.
Yep. Number one reason they lost yesterday.
No,
yep.
No way.
That's right. Oh, wins.
Bull crap.
All I saw.
That's bull crap.
Who was bigger in the second half?
Way.
Bo Nix or Jalen Hurts?
No way.
He's the reason they win every single game. Blah, 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 blah. One quarterback yesterday in London took his team down the last drive for a win. That was the Bronco.
Well, you know I won't argue against
that. Yeah. I got Ike in a corner.
Amazing.
Let's go win a ball game.
It's amazing. He brought up that quarterback, not the quarterback who did it against the Eagles. Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.